This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development initiatives worth over 35,000 crore rupees in Vadodara. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation three key sections of the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, marking the full completion and operationalization of the freight corridor network. The Prime Minister also flagged off freight train services from New Sanand, New Makarpura, New Umargaon and New JNPT, along with a new passenger train service between Tanda Road and Vadodara, connecting remote tribal regions of Alirajpur to the national rail grid. Addressing the huge gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the rapid transformation of India's transport and logistics sector, calling the completion of over 2,800 kilometres of dedicated freight corridors a historic achievement for 21st century India and a testament to the nation's changing work culture. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's address.
And with this bhav ke saath hi, maine Lal Kile se bhi yuva shakti ke liye do badi ghoshnaen ki hai. Pehli ghoshna desh ki paramparik zarurat se judi hai. आप सब जानते हैं कि हमारे यहां लाखों नौजवान ऐसे हैं जो प्रतियोगी परीक्षाओं की तैयारी करते हैं. हर साल हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवारों की कमाई का एक बड़ा हिस्सा इन बच्चों की कोचिंग पर खर्च हो जाता है. हमारी कोशिश है कि गरीब और मिडिल क्लास के इस बच्चे की परिवारों के पैसों की बचत हो. और इसलिए अब सरकार स्टूडेंट्स को ऑनलाइन फ्री कोचिंग व्यवस्था देने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रही है.
Later in the evening, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and address the Global FinTech Fest GFF 2026 in Mumbai in Maharashtra this evening. The theme of GFF 2026, one of the world's largest and most influential annual fintech conferences, is Potential to Impact Agentic AI, Tokenization, Quantum Trusted Connected Global Systems for Inclusive Finance. The GFF 2026 seeks to build on India's leadership in digital payments and financial inclusion and move from potential to impact. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today revisited the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, to meet individuals injured in the Satyaniketan building collapse incident. Talking to media, the Chief Minister said the Delhi government will provide financial aid to the families of the affected students and labourers. Ms. Gupta said 7 people have died in the incident, while 12 victims were brought to the hospital for treatment. The Bombay High Court today refused to quash summons issued to Congress MP Rahul Gandhi in a 2019 defamation case over his remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A single bench of Justice N.R. Borkar dismissed Gandhi's petition challenging a magistrate court order that initiated proceedings against him. The Delhi High Court today refused to grant an urgent hearing on a PIL seeking hostel facilities in all colleges under Delhi University. The court asked whether such a direction could be issued in the interim and said the petition should be filed for auto listing tomorrow. The plea was mentioned following the PG building collapse in Satyaniketan near Delhi University's South Campus, which killed 7 people. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on $28 billion Canadian dollars worth of U.S. goods took effect today with duties of up to 50%. The tariffs target products, including steel, furniture and clothing, while fresh fish and lobster were removed following pressure from Canada's seafood industry. The move comes after trade talks between Canada and the United States collapsed last month, with no sign yet of negotiations resuming. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a negative note during the afternoon session today. The Sensex shed 456 points to 75,676, while the Nifty declined 117 points to 23,662 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.